Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Gahirchisate with the evening news. The headlines. Union Cabinet approves continuation of PM Fasal Bima Yojana, extension of subsidy on DAP fertilizers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts government's commitment to furthering welfare of farmers. Central government launches One Nation, One Subscription scheme. And Air India introduces in-flight Wi-Fi services on domestic routes. Now the news in detail. Union Cabinet has approved the continuation of PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the overall outlay of the scheme has been increased to 69,515 crore rupees. He said, under the scheme, 88% of insured farmers are small and marginal farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw added that 57% of insured farmers are from OBC, SC and ST. He said, in the last 8 years, claims of 1,70,000 crore rupees have been given to farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw said, the first cabinet meeting of 2025 was dedicated to farmers.
आज सबसे बड़ा एक फैसला लिया गया कि प्रधानमंत्री फसल बीमा योजना उसके एलोकेशन को एनहांस किया गया 69,515 करोड़ किया गया और ये जिस तरह से इस स्कीम में किसानों के जीवन में जो रियल परिवर्तन आया है उसके कारण इस एलोकेशन को एनहांस किया गया साथ ही साथ एक 800 करोड़ रुपीस का फंड क्रिएट किया गया है जो कि फंड फॉर इनोवेशन एंड टेक्नोलॉजी किसानों के संबंधित मामलों में टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग करके और स्पेशली इंश्योरेंस में क्रॉप डैमेज अगर हुआ है एडवर्स वेदर के कारण कोई प्रॉब्लम आई है तो उसका असेसमेंट फास्ट हो क्लेम सेटलमेंट फास्ट हो और टेक्नोलॉजिकल मेजरमेंट से डिस्प्यूट्स में कमी आए इसको ध्यान में रखते हुए एक फंड क्रिएट किया
Union Cabinet has approved the extension of one-time special package on D-ammonium phosphate DAP fertilizers beyond the nutrient-based subsidy at 3,500 rupees per metric tons. It has approved the Fertilizers Department's proposal for extension of the special package from today till further orders to ensure sustainable availability of DAP at affordable prices to the farmers. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, farmers will continue to get DAP at 1,350 rupees per bag of 50 kilogram and the extra burden will be borne by the union government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government is fully committed to furthering the welfare of farmers. Referring to the Union Cabinet's decision, he said the first cabinet of 2025 is dedicated to enhancing prosperity for the farmers. Mr. Modi said the country is proud of all its farmers who work hard to feed the nation. Central government has launched the One Nation, One Subscription scheme starting today. This initiative aims to provide seamless access to a wide range of digital knowledge resources, including research papers, journals and academic content under a single subscription platform. The scheme is expected to benefit students, researchers and institutions across the country. Over 1.8 crore students from government-funded higher education institutions will have access to research papers published in top journals across the world. More than 13,400 international journals covering science, technology, engineering, medicine, mathematics, management, social sciences and humanities are being made available under the first phase of the initiative. Principal Scientific Advisor Professor Ajay Kumar Sood said in the subsequent phases, expansion of access to private higher educational institutions and ultimately to all individuals in the country can be taken up.
फेज वन में हमने सारी रिसर्च सेंट्रल और स्टेट गवर्नमेंट की जितनी रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूट्स यूनिवर्सिटीज कॉलेजेस सबको मिलाया उसको एक्सपीरियंस करके हम फेज टू में हमारी जो प्राइवेट यूनिवर्सिटीज और कॉलेजेस हैं उनको हम देखेंगे कि कैसे मिलाया जाए फेज टू में और फेज थ्री जब होगा कि जब आपके कोई भी नागरिक देश का अगर वो नॉलेज को एक्सेस करना चाहता है कर पाए तो वो फेज थ्री होगा तो पहले तीन साल हमने फेज वन किया है उसके बाद फेज टू और उसके बाद फेज
The scheme will also provide central funding support of 150 crore rupees per year for beneficiary authors to publish in selected good quality open access journals. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. AIR India becomes the first airline to offer in-flight Wi-Fi internet connectivity services on domestic flights. In a press release today, the airline said passengers can avail of Wi-Fi internet connectivity service on domestic routes in Airbus A350, Boeing 787-9 and select Airbus A321neo aircraft. The Tata Group-owned airline said passengers can use Wi-Fi via laptops, tablets and smartphones with iOS or Android operating systems to stay connected to the internet during their flights. It added, the in-flight Wi-Fi will also allow guests to connect multiple devices simultaneously when above 10,000 feet. The Wi-Fi service is complimentary for an introductory period and will progressively be rolled out on other aircraft in its fleet over time. The move follows an ongoing pilot program offering Wi-Fi services on select international routes. The rates of commercial LPG has been cut by 14 rupees 50 paise. Now the 19 kg cylinder will cost 1,804 rupees in Delhi, 1,756 rupees in Mumbai, 1,911 rupees in Kolkata and 1,966 rupees in Chennai. The rate of cooking gas used in domestic households, however, remained unchanged at 803 rupees per 14.2 kg cylinder. The Ministry of Defence has declared 2025 as the year of reforms in order to give impetus to the ongoing and future reforms in the defence sector. On the eve of the new year, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired a crucial meeting with all secretaries of the ministry to review the progress of various key schemes, projects and reforms. Mr. Singh exuded confidence that the year of reforms will be a momentous step in the modernization journey of the armed forces and lay the foundation for unprecedented. Several key areas have been identified for focus intervention throughout 2025. This include boosting defence manufacturing, infrastructure, procurement processes and integration of emerging technologies like artificial intelligence, drones and cyber warfare capabilities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings on the occasion of New Year 2025. Taking to X, he expressed hope that the year would bring new opportunities, success and endless joy to the lives of everyone. Mr. Modi wished all citizens wonderful health and prosperity in the new year. The Maha Kumbh Mela, celebrated as the world's largest spiritual gathering, is a breathtaking convergence of faith, culture and ancient tradition. Rooted in Hindu mythology, this sacred festival unfolds four times over 12 years, rotating between four revered cities in India, namely Haridwar, Ujjain, Nashik and Prayagraj. In 2025, from January 13 to February 26, Prayagraj will once again become the heart of this magnificent celebration. Maha Kumbh 2025 promises to be an unparalleled blend of devotion and innovation. With an estimated 45 crore visitors expected, comprehensive preparations are underway to ensure a safe and enriching experience for all. Adopting cutting-edge technology like digital maps and drone surveillance to alleviate the event. And in weather update, India Meteorological Department has issued dense fog warnings for Nagaland and its neighbouring states over the coming days. It said dense fog conditions are very likely to prevail during late night and early morning hours in isolated pockets of the northeast states till the 6th of January. Now to end the news, here are the main points once again. Union Cabinet approves continuation of PM Fasal Bima Yojana extension of subsidy on DAP fertilizers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts government's commitment to furthering welfare of farmers. Central government launches One Nation, One Subscription scheme. And Air India introduces in-flight Wi-Fi services on domestic routes. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.